702 Africa Fridays.
Let's talk now about stories around the continent, and perhaps this is not about a specific country, Crystal Alderson. It's really to do with our attitude and approach to dealing with so much, right? The focus has been on COVID and vaccines, but let's not take our eye off malaria. And it's one of the biggest killers in many, many parts of the continent, is it not?
Yes, good morning, Bongani. And I think because there's been such a lot of COVID, focus on COVID-19, we've forgotten about malaria, which in fact Africa carries that burden. We're looking at WHO figures of 2018, 400,000, mostly babies and toddlers, died in sub-Saharan Africa. And we're looking at worldwide 229 million cases. So it's still a killer disease on the continent, Bongani. And fortunately for us down south here in Mzansi, we're not that impacted, but as soon as we cross over to Mozambique, Tanzania, West Africa, Central Africa, East Africa, it's an absolute killer disease, Bongani. And what's interesting, because recently the world celebrated World Malaria Day, but again, Bongani, because our focus is so on COVID vaccine, vaccines and the development of it, this story was obviously not a top story, but a landmark achievement was actually achieved by researchers in Oxford and other universities across the globe. It took about 4 years, because it does vaccine development, Bongani, and because there's been so much focus on it, we all have become a little bit of more insightful into the nature of vaccine development. It really takes quite a long time. And in malaria's case, it's taken years. And one of the studies have shown a 77% efficacy rate, which is massive, because for the WHO, for a vaccine to be absolutely effective, it needs to be around 75%. And so these researchers working around the clock, again, looked at a sample in sub-Saharan Africa, looked at children in, specifically because they a key population group. Again, they found it's safe. It really just was a game changer for those children. And we see now they're going to roll it out to more countries. Again, here, 4 African states will be the next phase of that vaccine. But I think what's interesting and what this just shows, Bongani, is that, one, there is the scientific know-how, but there also needs to be the political and the financial commitment to push through a vaccine. Because, in fact, researchers took some of the samples of this test and it actually gave them the kind of basis for developing the AstraZeneca vaccine that is now being used in some parts of the world to deal with COVID. And so again, we see if there's a commitment, you can roll it out now. Right now, of course, scientists are saying, look, it's here, we can roll it out, but it needs money. And they're also saying African leaders really need to push this through, because ultimately, if you don't have the political will to push through a vaccine, Bongani, then, it will just be in a lab and you'll hear about some researchers in some parts of the world. And so if we're serious about dealing with malaria on the continent, we need not only the great powers of scientists to come to the table, but also political leaders to ensure that they push this.
Yes, indeed. I think we've got to have a conversation about Africa's capacity to produce vaccines. Crystal Alderson, we'll leave it there for today's Africa Friday.